Thank you. Beautiful song. Love that. Even the second time. Great to be here. And I am so happy you're here. I was thinking that it would be just Thrawn's today, being here with the camp going on up in the Julian area. And so I'm quite pleased that you're here, and appreciate that, and appreciate the opportunity of sharing from the Word today. There's many places in the Scriptures that Jesus is called a great teacher. and all through His Gospels, there are examples of His great teaching. And the two that I want to look at today is one that I told the children in the children's story, and another one out of Luke. Both instances, Jesus was teaching disciples, His disciples, professional fishermen, how to fish. And and every time I think about these passages of Scripture, in fact, they're a couple of my favorite passages of Scripture, and it seems like every time I dwell on them and think about them, I see a new thing, new application to my own heart, my own life, as I'm in a pilgrimage, in the process of being what Jesus wants me to be today. I'd like to read from Luke chapter 5 for us, and if you have your Bibles and would like to turn with me to chapter 5, Luke, and I'm going to begin at verse 1. Would you mind standing with me as I read from the Word? Thank you. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake with the people crowding around Him and listening to the Word of God, He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and He asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then He sat down and taught the people from the boat. When He had finished speaking, He said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because You say so, I will let down the nets." And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. And so they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from Me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. And then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed Him. Let's pray. Lord, we bow our thoughts and our hearts and our minds to what You're wanting to say to us today. And Lord, we pray that You would use these lips to speak to us and help us make application of a truth, Your truth, in our hearts and lives. And for that, Lord, we give You praise. In Your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Verse 4, 5, 6. When He had finished speaking, He said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because You say so, I will let down the nets." Powerful, one reason for me is that this was a group of professional fishermen. They did it as a livelihood. They fished as a livelihood. They used it as a means to take care of family and needs of their community and their village. And so it was very important that they be able to catch. It was not only just to eat, but they were be able to sell them and were able to just create a livelihood and provide for those that they were to take care of. And so the setting for me is the fact that they had fished all night. Hadn't caught anything. Now, I don't know about you, but there's times in my life and there's a few things in my life that I can do fairly well. A few things. I won't go into it. But there are a few things I can do. And there's some other things that I can get by with. You know, I can kind of make do. And then there's some other things in my life that, you know, I really need help. And I need you to help me to do it, to get it accomplished. But there's times in my life that I think I have the attitude at times where those things that I know how to do and I think I know how to do well, don't bother me with how you do it. I'll do it my way. Because I know it works. I've done it, and I've done it, and I've done it again. And I've been very successful in doing it that way. And I can almost hear in Peter's words to Jesus when he says, "We have fished all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." I can almost hear him, because I can put myself into Simon Peter's place, almost, not really, but almost whining. "Hey, we've been doing this forever. We've been doing it all our lives. I know how to do this. I know where fish are caught. I know how to fix the nets. I know how to position the boat. I know where I'm supposed to have them in. I know how to do this." But something about Jesus and his authority in his presentation, for he had just heard him preach a sermon. And his message was with such authority that Peter, I believe, was moved to say, "Because you say so, I will do it." Because I can almost hear him say, "Well, if it's anybody else, I wouldn't be doing it. But because you say so, I will let down the net." Powerful to me that, and then the action, there was reward. When they went out and they cast their net, caught such a large catch of fish, so full that filled both boats and those nets. And because of their obedience to the Lord. The John story, the one that I told the children in just a few minutes ago, one of the things that I really truly like about that story is the fact that when Jesus gives us a command or Jesus tells us to do something, he also gives us the freedom to do that how we need, what we need to do it, or how it best suits us. He gives us the freedom to be me in that task. And I thought it was beautiful when he asked Peter, "Well, bring some of the fish that you caught." He gave Peter the room to be Peter and go over, pull the boats in, pull the net in, and count the fish. I mentioned in the telling the children, I relate to that. I've been in admissions business for higher education for a long time. And we count all the time. We count applications, and we count how many deposited, and we count how many are coming Saturday. You know, we're always counting. And I relate. I relate to Peter. He took the time. He needed to know how many large fish he caught. Anybody know a fisherman? Anybody? Do you know anybody? Anybody a fisherman? Okay. You know, I have a friend. Actually, he's my uncle. He's since gone, but he had a fishing boat here in San Diego. And went with him a couple of times as a youngster, and he knew how to fish. But he had a great story always about the one that got away. The biggest. It was the biggest one. It always got away. Simon took the time. For some reason, he needed to know there were 153 large fish. You know, I don't know about in your daily life and your daily walk and or the task that the Lord has specifically given you, that how you need to know how many fish. But you know, the Lord gives you the freedom to count the fish. And to know there were 153 in the boat that day. And I think there's times in all of our lives that we need to hear in His authoritative teaching way, let your nets down, and be able to respond with Simon Peter and say, because you say so, I will let down the nets. Powerful words of commitment. Powerful words of obedience. You know, and there's times in my life, and I mentioned the thing that there's a few things in my life that I can do well. And some of those things that I can do fairly well, I do have some times in my life where I have an all-nighter that I don't do it. I don't catch any fish. I have an all-nighter like these guys did both times. Both in Luke and in John, in Jesus teaching us how to fish, or the disciples how to fish, both times they had fished all night. And, you know, I don't do all-nighters very well. I like to sleep. I really do. I can remember in college days pulling some all-nighters, writing those papers, you know, that's due tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Didn't, you know, and I could have done it 2 weeks ahead, but no, I had to wait till the night before. All-nighters. Don't like to do them. They pulled two all-nighters, didn't catch anything. There's times in my life that I seem like I have some all-nighters and I'm not getting through. And it's not necessarily because I'm doing it wrong. I believe that for the disciples, it wasn't they were doing the fishing wrong, that they fished all night and didn't catch anything. They weren't. They were doing how they normally do it. They were doing the task. They were moving through the process of the normal pattern of letting out the nets and trying to catch the fish. And it just wasn't happening. I think in times in your life and mine, we have those kinds of times. We're not doing it wrong. But we need to hear the freshness and the authority of Jesus coming and saying, put on the other side of the boat. Another thought that I have in this passage is the power of Simon's faith in the words that he heard. He had no evidence other than Jesus saying to him, put it on the other side of this boat. Put the nets down in the deep water. He had no other evidence than Jesus saying, do it. But because of the impact that Jesus was for them at that moment, Peter said, because you say so, I will. And I think there's times in your life and mine, we need those encounters, those type of encounters with the Lord. that we need just to pause when we're hitting the wall and it doesn't seem to be going right. It doesn't seem to be happening like we know it should and how it's happened so many other times in our life. To take pause. What's the Lord trying to say to me today? What's the Lord trying to teach me in this process? What am I missing? What is he wanting to say? What is he wanting to get through to this, to me? And I think there's, in all of our lives, that there's times where we truly need to respond to his word by faith. Have ever any of you had a nudge to do something? Thank you. Yeah, I think most of us, once in a while, have in our lives we've had a nudge. You know, need to do this. You need to follow through on this. You need to do this. You need to make this call. You need to make this casserole. You need to go next door. hasn't happened very many times, but a few years ago, a good friend of mine on the other side of the coast, or the other East Coast, called, or I called him. I was nudged to call him, excuse me, getting ahead of my story. And so I called him, and the nudge was so strong, it wouldn't leave me for about 45 minutes, and I just was really, I have to make the call. So I made the call. We chatted. We'd shared back and forth emails, and we had shared back and forth phone calls. But I was really strongly nudged to make the call. So I called. We chatted. We talked. We shared a little bit about what's going on in our lives and talked about friends and family and the weather and, you know, the general kinds of things that you talk about. And then toward the end of the conversation, I said, you know, friend, I'm making this call today because I was strongly impressed that I needed to call you for some reason, and I don't know why. But I need you to know that I'm thinking about you, I love you, and I'm praying for you today. And we ended the conversation and hung up. A few days later, he called me, and we started up like where we had before, just kind of chatting about this and that and everything. And then in mid-conversation, he stopped and said, you know, Ron, when you called a couple of days ago, I had to put down a bottle of sleeping pills to answer the phone. I had in one hand a glass of water and the other a bottle of sleeping pills. And I had decided, because things are not going well and haven't been going well for me in my life, that I decided that was the only way out, was just to end it. But because you called, you saved my life. I flushed the pills and didn't take them. And we both cried and we both talked and we both shared. But it had never happened in my life that somebody related to me because I made a phone call that it saved their life. You know, I think when the Lord prompts us to do those nudges, we need to follow through. And today when I get one of those nudges, I really try very hard to follow through on those nudges. I try to act on what I'm feeling, what I'm hearing, what I'm sensing. And I think there's times in as Peter and the disciples were in the midst of catching this huge load of fish, they acted on their faith. They acted on what they believed. Another thought that comes to my mind is as I look at these scriptures, and especially these illustrations, that there is reward of in obedience. For these fishermen, the reward was not only an action of acting on the authority of Jesus in their lives, but the reward was a boatload, two boats loads of fish that not only impacted their life that day, but their community. And you know, you and I in this day and this world, as we are in our pilgrimage of walking and knowing the Lord and living for Him in our lives, we don't know what kind of reward is going to come because of our acting out our faith. And I think as we are sensitive to His leading and His teaching in our lives, not every time are we going to have a net so full of fish that we can't take them and put them into the boat. But we will have reward, because God honors those who obey Him and follow in His leadership. Lord, thank You for the privilege of being in Your house to worship today. Thank You for the privilege of worshiping with our brothers and sisters. And we think of Pastor April and those who are on the mountaintop today. We pray that You would be with them and bring special blessing upon their time of fellowship and worship. But Lord, we pray today that You would help us to catch the authority of Your commands in our lives and act on those so that we can see You at work in our lives. Lord, in a crowd such as this, there are many needs, many concerns, many times unspoken. But Lord, we're so thankful that You know our hearts. You know where we live. You know what's going on in our lives. And Lord, I pray that You would bring special blessing to each of us and that we would find real release in knowing You and living for You today. Lord, we pray too that as we commit ourselves to You and as we pray together the prayer that You taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.